T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We turn to Michelle Casey, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood in Central and Western New York. Michelle, thanks for being with us this morning. This announcement Friday, we've spoken with you before, and even before the leaked draft document, you had said this is something that you were planning for. Why were you maybe planning for this or expecting this reversal of Roe v. Wade, and what does that planning look like?
Well, I think there's been a 50-year effort to come to this day, and President Trump was really clear that when he appointed Supreme Court justices to the court, that he was going to appoint justices that would overturn Roe v. Wade, and so we believed what he said. What we've been doing is really working to increase our capacity to see patients in our own area and, improving buildings and things like that, and then making sure that there would be excess capacity if this day did come, and here we are.
Michelle, what happens today with your offices? What changes as of today?
I think we're doing a sort of business as usual, and then we're also we have several positions posted where we're doing some additional hiring. We are already getting some calls from Ohio for people that want to come from Ohio for services. We're definitely making sure our call center understands how to help people who are needing to travel from other places. And we have really the pedal to the metal, trying to make sure that we center the patients at this time, because they're the people that are most affected by this decision, right? Like, people can be yelling out into the universe, but there's real people who need services who aren't going to get them. And so we really want to serve as many people as possible.
In some ways, you're kind of hitting on it there, but the end of Roe means that you're operation in New York State is expanding somewhat. We're seeing maybe a loosening of abortion laws in New York State as a response to what's happening on a federal level.
Yeah, I don't see any loosening of laws, but we are probably going to provide more abortions this year than we provided last year, due to serving people from out of state. So, and I think it's particularly important to think about the hardship that folks face. The people who are most impacted by this type of law are Black and brown people, people with low incomes, young people, and people, facing multiple barriers. And so those are the individuals. I think it's really important to keep our focus on the individuals that would be most impacted. And most people who seek abortion already have children. 93% of abortions happen in the first 13 weeks, and the folks that come and get that's no small ask if you already have children to travel hundreds of miles or need to have money perhaps for gas and to stay overnight or to have childcare, those types of things. It's really difficult.
Could you face some legal issues? Do you need legal protection for providing services to someone from out of state?
Well, we're not providing services to, we're only providing services to people while they are in New York State. And so I don't believe that we are at legal jeopardy. We would be, say, if we were mailing abortion pills to somebody in a different state where abortion is not legal. But the services we're providing are being provided in New York State, and there's been no instances where you carry the laws of the state where you're from on your back when you go to another state. And so we anticipate that that will all be the same, and the New York State legislature has passed a few laws to make sure that you know, other states can't sort of come at abortion providers and other other staff and people like myself in New York.
Are you anticipating these laws around the country to change regularly? Sometimes, you know, almost every 2 or 4 years, based on the outcomes of elections, and for things like this to ebb and flow now that there's not a national law on this?
You know, you bring up a good point, and I think it really could, Brian. You know, it really depends more than ever, like who's in power in state legislatures and in the governor's office as to what this is going to be happening or what's going to be happening on this topic. If you look at, say, a state as close as Pennsylvania, they have a very important governor's election coming up where this is absolutely the issue that's on the ballot. And so right now they do allow abortion care services. It's more restricted than here, but they could completely go dark if, you know, the people who are in power change.
You brought up a minute ago, Michelle, medicinal forms of abortion, such as pills. Is that going to become a brand new market with this post-Roe age?
I think so. So over 50% of the abortions nationally are now done by the abortion pill. And the, you know, people, a lot of people prefer that method. And I think what's going to happen is people are going to go underground to get access to these pills. They can order them from overseas. People may stock up on these ahead of time in case they need them from places where they're able to get them. I think there's also will be an underground network the same way there was pre-Roe for people to be able to get procedural and medication abortion. So just because abortion isn't legal doesn't mean it doesn't stop the rates of abortion. It just makes it less safe.
Michelle, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Michelle Casey, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Western and Central New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.